We've been waiting for this one.
I've been waiting for this
one. We have. You want to roll the intro?
Yeah.
Let's just bust it, baby.
It's coming time, baby. Woo!
All right, this is the part where you dance. You can't really hear the song. Oh. I'm a DJ too.
Ow!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I am Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Today we have Charlie Jordan. Welcome, woo! Charlie Jordan.
Thanks for coming on.
The biggest DJ in the entire world.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm blushing. Thank you. I wish. One day.
And how long have you been DJing?
It's been about 3.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Kind of started off as a hobby and then turned into a full-time job now.
That's amazing. So,
I wish I could do that. I wish I could be a
DJ. It seems so fun. Thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm so lucky. Like, I love my job. Like, I would still, like, I just DJ parties for fun still, like, for free. Like, I love doing
it. You're not only doing it for fun, you have a residency now in Vegas.
That's insane.
That's bananas.
That's at Zouk, right?
Yeah, it's at Zouk and IU at Resorts World. I play once a month, and that was like a dream come true for me, especially because I'm from Vegas.
Right.
Oh my God.
Were you a self-taught DJ, or did you have like a friend who DJed and you were like, show me the ropes?
Kind of a mix of both. So I am from Vegas, born and raised. So obviously there's a lot of DJs there, a lot of nightlife music. And I was making travel videos for like 2.5-3 years. And then I started filming after movies for festivals. Like, I was getting hired to help produce the movies for festivals. So I was filming these DJs. I was backstage with like production passes filming, and I was watching them, and I was like, this is the coolest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, filming Zed and Illenium. And I was just like, I gotta learn how to do this. Like, I grew such a love for it. So I kind of DM'd the DJs that I had met through doing that. And I was just like, hey, like, if you ever have any time, would love to learn. And I used to do a lot of charity work while I was traveling. And I actually, in charity auction, won DJing lessons with Blau.
Oh, wow.
Meant to be.
Yeah, like.
Oh, my gosh.
So crazy. And he's, like, such a smart guy. Like, I don't know if you guys keep up with crypto or NFTs, but he was, like, one of the first artists to really integrate music into NFTs. So he's a really smart guy. And I met up with him, and he was like, I don't have time to teach you how to DJ, but I'm sponsored by Serato, which is like every pair of turntables that's in a club. They're like the CDJs, like the mixer, the two tables, it's like $7,000-$8,000. And at the time I didn't really have that much money. Uh-huh. So he was like, you can just have these turntables. And I was like,
in exchange for doing the lessons?
No, yeah, like he couldn't do the lesson, so he was like, just take these. And I was like, are you sure? Like, that's crazy.
Pretty nice.
It was like nothing to him. He was like, yeah, like just so nice and so caring. And he gave me turntables with speakers.
Yeah.
And I sat in my room for the next year and a half and just taught myself how to DJ off YouTube and like having my friends show me some stuff. I don't know if you guys know who Nightmare is, but he showed me how to mix as well. Tyler, he's amazing and so talented.
That's so sick because I know there's a lot of people that like what do you consider like aux cord DJs or something, that kind of just have other people make music for them. But it's really cool to see someone like you starting from what you're doing and just you made music because you loved it and now you're a fucking DJ and now you're
doing it. I feel so grateful and like it really is like a dream come true. And it's kind of hard to like push that box once you're kind of in the influencer box to jump on.
Right. It really is. Yeah.
For some reason, there's like a stigma and everybody just wants to kind of hate anybody that branches into music, whether you're like singing or doing like a DJ. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool that you like broke through and like you have a residency now.
Well, because I'm like hyper aware of the fact that influencers get ahead through not the correct means.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But went above and beyond, especially because there's not that many female DJs. Like, I didn't want to give anyone a reason or an excuse to be like, she cheated her way here, or because she has followers, da da da. So people will say that shit, but I really taught myself how to mix. So when people do come to my shows and watch me play, like, they can't say anything after.
Yeah, right. We went to the one for after party. I was right there in the front. I remember I was right there in front of you, like, jamming out. It was really
so fun.
What's your like headphone style? Are you like a side DJ, or do you like?
That's a good question. I like didn't know how annoying headphones were gonna be until I started DJing. I literally take them on and off the whole time so I can hear everything. I'm like a one ear, just like this.
Yeah,
and then
classic.
Down on my neck, back up.
You gotta hear what it sounds
like. It's like this
to
whole like repetitive, like over and over again. Yeah. I'm live mixing the whole time, so
wow.
You can hear your next track in your headphones. So I'm just hearing two or three songs at the same time.
Do you ever DJ a party and you're like, damn, I wish I wasn't DJing because you want to go enjoy the party?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you like the position that you're in. No, I feel like I'm too social.
It's good. Like, you're there in the middle of the DJ set. No, it's like definitely.
I can't imagine what it feels to do that live and like actually mix, because I know how good it feels to be like in a party bus and you just have an aux and you put on a song that everybody goes nuts. You're like, Yeah, I picked it.
And then for it to be a seamless transition on top of it.
Yeah. Like, you're literally bringing the fun.
Yes. And, like, I, weird enough, like, it doesn't really make any sense, but I'm not a big, like, club goer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, a nightlife person. And so, for me, like, when I go, it's really nice having that space and, like, mm-hmm. not having a million people touching me all the time. Yeah. So, I really like to have that little DJ booth area with all my friends and to play music.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't really like drinking like that either. So, to literally just go up there and be able to give a vibe is awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, so rewarding.
Yeah, I'd be bad if I was a DJ. I'd be just, imagine, just drunk.
Has nobody ever accidentally, like, knocked a drink over and, like, killed your whole setup?
For sure.
I think about that all the time.
It cuts it out, like, the music?
People have literally reached onto my turntables to press buttons. People have grabbed the mic from me. Drunk girls are, like, when I don't acknowledge people because I'm mixing, they get mad and they, like, try to, like, like the phones thing, you know how people
that's
my favorite shit ever,
requesting,
like,
songs
the whole show. I'm just reading, yeah, they're requesting songs, or, like, they think I don't see it, so they, like, work their way to the front.
What just happened?
Yo, you good?
Oh my.
Wait, what bag? Yeah,
there's a loud crash.
It sounded like the house just fell in the kitchen.
Jordan slips on his cowboy boots. Just fucking. Oh my God.
Anywho.
Sorry about that.
He's just has to wear cowboy boots now every day for work. Yeah, so he's probably slipping around in there.
It's his new work uniform, so he's getting adjusted. Sorry about
that. I love the fit anyway. So much. But you guys will have to come to a show out in Vegas.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I already went to one, but I'll definitely go again.
Yes, please.
It was so good.
And your residency is for a year, right? That's how they work?
I had it for 2 years. So this past year and all year this year.
And you get to stay at the hotel and everything? They house you up?
Yeah, it's great. It's literally like the Hangover movie. Like, every time, like, I get a really nice suite and friends and, like, table bottles. Like, it really is a crazy setup. If the first 5 months I was DJing, I had a really hard time not drinking every single set. Like, I did.
That'd be awesome.
And dude, you don't understand. Like, you just can't be doing that. Like, I would play a set and then have a show, like, two shows in one day.
Uh-huh.
And say, like, you're playing in the afternoon and you get hammered and then you have a show in 6 hours. How are you going to get up and play and be okay? And, like, for me, I struggle with depression. So, like, alcohol makes me, like, not feel great.
Yeah.
Especially when you go through the hangover process, like, awake the whole time, you know? Like, when you're literally becoming hungover and sober throughout the day. And so by the time I get there, I would be freaking out or, like, feel like I couldn't get up there. So after a while, like, it's almost become, like, a sport for me to see how many, like, shows healthily I can play. Like, it's a lot.
Right.
Traveling and waking up early and not sleeping and going from show to show to show.
Do you get to see your family when you're out there?
Barely.
Oh, man. How far are they from the strip?
Like 15 minutes, but, you know, my grandma actually comes out to every single
one. Oh, my God.
Really? Is she right behind you?
She gets lit. I'm like, yes,
that's
grandma.
Awesome.
What's her name?
Vanna.
Oh, Vanna. Vanna. Grandma Vanna.
She's got the earplugs and she's vibing.
Oh, that's
she should
awesome.
Be your, like, your what
hype,
do you call,
hype woman?
You're a hype woman. Yeah. You always bring your grandma out and she's just decked out and like fucking bejeweled and shit.
Guys,
yeah.
Guys, like, I feel so bad bringing my family to these shows because not bad, but, like, you know, it's like, okay, grandma's over here, like, mom's over here. And then over here we got, like, Bryce Hall and, like, like, that clashing of those two worlds is very interesting.
Right.
Like, my grandma's like, what is going on?
Yeah, you got to keep them separate.
Like, it's fine.
Seeing the atmosphere.
That's true.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm playing music.
So I know your some of your family's Mormon, right? Is your grandma Mormon too?
Yes, but she's like very chill.
She's not like a regular Mormon. She's a cool
Mormon. She's a cool Mormon. My whole family's Mormon, but they've, over the years, become around to and been way more accepting of what I do.
Got it. And how was it that growing up, living in that lifestyle?
Actually, I feel like it taught me a lot of morals and, like, it's a pretty strict, intense religion.
Yeah.
There are some rules, like the nitpick things of, like, oh, you can't drink coffee. You can't show your shoulders. You can't show your knees.
I didn't know the coffee one.
No coffee. Wow.
Why is that? What?
Anything that's slightly addictive is frowned upon. So, like,
interesting. Okay.
Except sodies, right?
But you can have soda.
No, like, you can't drink Coke. That's why there's that joke that every Mormon's addicted to Diet Coke.
That's like,
everyone
crazy.
In Utah drinks Diet Coke.
Wow. Remember when we went to Utah, there was no soda?
They also have, like, these stores that are, like, soda shops, though. And my buddy, who was Mormon, he's like, no, everybody, they don't go to bars. They go to, like, the soda shop, and you, like, mix sodas all night.
So I guess you're allowed to have soda a little bit.
No, but that's, like, the crazy. No, but that's, like, their crazy shit.
There's also, like, loopholes, too. He was telling me about, like, energy drinks. He was like, I can drink Monster, but I can't have coffee. I'm like, that's so interesting. So
crazy. But that's where that religion gets weird, because it's like, who's making these rules and who's like saying that like that's not, you shouldn't be drinking Monster, you shouldn't be drinking Red Bull, but like everyone tries to skirt the lines of the rules because it's so many things you can't do.
Yeah.
So even like no sex before marriage, like there's all these weird stigmas around like how
that's how I feel about religion like, too. It just like, doesn't make sense.
Anal instead of having sex because it's not
the loophole. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's even worse.
That's what I think. That's worse too. Tell us about my butt. I'd rather.
That's crazy.
Come on.
Or like, okay, it's like, oh, you can't do drugs, like hard drugs, but taking Xanax and Adderall is fine because it's prescription. And like, I'm gonna go steal my grandma's perks and show up to school on those. Like, that's way worse than smoking weed, you know?
But
weed is so frowned upon. So there's just some things that in that religion I don't think apply to like modern society, like now.
Yeah,
sure. Like a lot of new things have definitely come out since.
Yeah, I feel like that's religion for the most part. I just have like my own like practice or relationship with God. I don't really believe in organized religion.
Yeah.
Especially just because that was like the most intense version I could have grown up in that in.
Yeah.
I compare it to like the Muslim religion. It's very similar.
Mm-hmm. I grew up with my dad and all side who all Muslim, and it was like very, very, very strict.
But I really
totally
value
relate
like,
with you.
The moral code that they have. It taught me a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
Everyone who's Mormon is super charity oriented. Like every Wednesday and Sunday I was at an old folks home, like talking to old people for hours, taking care of them, cooking for people. So it taught me to be very generous. But as I got older, I just feel like being like a young person in that religion is not like sustainable.
Yeah.
Do you have any of like Mormon followers who are like in a similar position as you were in, who reach out to you for guidance or anything like that?
A lot.
Yeah,
like a lot. Because I used to be, that was like my whole thing. Because I was like having this whole realization. So I would talk about it a lot. And everyone, like so many Mormons, it was either like pretty much everyone that I grew up with cut me out, which was a really intense experience for me to step away from everything that I'd been raised with and leave all my family and friends and everyone. And not only that, like I didn't want to leave them. I was just choosing a different path, but they like unfollowed me or blocked me simply because I was wearing a bikini.
Oh. What was like the turning point?
For me, I had just signed a D1 scholarship to run track and field here at Cal State. And I, you know, had this whole plan. It was like, okay, I'm going to go be an attorney. I'm going to run track. I'm going to do this whole path that's been laid out for me. And I was just doing social media for fun, but I started having panic attacks like crazy after I signed my scholarship. And I didn't really know why. My parents had told me like, hey, we're not gonna be able to afford college. So I was like, I have to do this. Like it didn't feel like an option to me. And I was like, wow, I'm really not happy doing any of this.
Yeah.
So I decommitted and told everyone that I was gonna do social media. And I get it. How that sounds fucking crazy. Yeah. Totally get it. Like looking back now, if I was a parent, I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like you wanna go be a model? Okay. Like have fun with that. So, but they didn't handle it very well. I ended up getting kicked out of my house before I graduated high school my senior year, and barely graduated, literally walked to graduation by myself my senior year.
Oh, damn.
I know. And then after that, got super plastered, and I was like,
that's my girl. Woo!
I was like, we're gonna have a good night. And then after that, you know, that night ended terribly as well. And I was just kind of like, what am I doing? I was like, I'm sad, whatever. And so the only thing I had after that was a car and my phone, and I started traveling as much as I could and taking pictures. Like I would just drive. I was in Utah, so I would drive to like Arches National Park.
Yeah.
And the canyons up there, and I started taking pictures, like travel pictures.
Were you doing like travel videos too?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And you were alone doing all this?
I would just meet up with people. This was back when like there weren't that many people doing social media, so like I could DM anyone and it was like, hey, let's link up and go here and collab, and it wasn't like a weird thing. You didn't have to be scared. It was it was just really fun. So many new creators and photographers.
Damn, so this was all so natural for you. Like this, like you really just really attempted everything. You're on a journey and that's how you got here, which is like so cool that like it happened so authentically.
It was wild because I was actually homeless when I was posting most of these pictures. Like I didn't have anywhere to go.
You were living out of your car?
Living out of my car, couch hopping, and I had like 100,000 followers on Instagram. And I got enough. That was like enough for someone to be like, hey, we want to fly you out here. I literally was flying to like Turks and Caicos and doing modeling shoots for like eco-friendly companies like Tentree and like all these like Pura Vida bracelets.
Yeah.
So that was like forever ago. And then I would come, like I was posting these pictures in these beautiful places and everyone was like, wow. And then I would come home and literally not even have a bed to sleep in.
Damn.
So everyone saw this like life that I was living, but it wasn't my reality. And then at some point, it did become my reality, like my full-time life. And I was like, wow, this is really crazy. So I have a lot of appreciation for what I do. Like, I love posting. I love social media. Like it, or not social media, sorry. I loved Instagram how it was. I love the creative side of the platform. Yeah. What it's turned into now as social media is...
Most platforms. Yeah, it's
everything just turns into a shopping platform.
Yeah, yeah, just everything. A giant store.
It's
yeah,
crazy everywhere. Now. Like, it's like, oh, you know, this person's like, no. It's so oversaturated and like, it's still fun. I just feel like it's not as connected as it used to be.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
What events were you doing in track and field? I'm just so curious about that.
I did hurdles and sprints.
Oh, wow.
I never thought I'd be able to use that skill ever. Like, no one's ever like, hey, let's go run track. Like, no one wants to go sprint or
yeah,
like,
and you actually enjoyed it, right? Like, that's like, because you remember you were going to college for it, but you didn't really want to do it. But did you actually enjoy it, or were you just good at it?
I was just really good at it.
Yeah.
I think I mostly got tired of grown men yelling at me for like 7 hours a day. Because I was
faster.
Number 6 in the United States.
That's incredible.
Oh my gosh.
In running.
That was a good time. Yeah.
Or for the hurdles events.
For my age, yes. For hurdles. And not sprints, but just hurdles.
How many meters?
100 meter hurdles and 300 meter hurdles.
Wow.
And then 4x4 and the 100 meter dash.
Right, I was always so scared. I was so scared to jump over it.
Oh, I
can't do the up and over like my back leg. I get terrified.
It still doesn't make sense how people do it. It. Like, I'm like, yeah. Huh? How did it happens just so fast how people yeah. just jump over it, but no way I can.
I don't know why I was good at it. It was so random. It's such a random thing. Because I played soccer for 10 years and I just did track for fun. And they're like, oh, you just set the record for our school. I was like, that was the first time I ran that event. Like, what are you talking about? Because I played center mid in soccer, which is a lot of running. So I did that my whole life, and then I just jumped in there. I only did track for 3 years, and I got a full ride from it.
Wow.
I was damn. Like, all right, sounds
you should,
good.
You should, I mean, you obviously don't do it anymore, but, like, you're still good at it. You should, like, get with, like, Nike or something and do this whole thing where you, like...
That was my whole plan for so long. I was like, I'm going to do sports modeling and this, but it just ended up... I literally got here, and I was shredded. I, like, had been lifting, like, heavy weights for 4 years. Every single modeling agency that I met with, Wilhelmina, Ford, Next, they're like, you're too muscular. You need to lose weight.
How are you too muscular to be that's a model? Crazy. That's insane.
And a year later, when I got a bunch of followers, they were all like, hey.
And then the muscles were okay.
I was like, oh, yeah. No, it's okay.
God, it's such a fucking horseshit. That's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, like, modeling agencies used to think that influencers were, like, a joke. Like, it was, like, yeah. We don't...
Now that's all they
right,
want.
Right, they weren't taken seriously, and now it's...
And it's been cool to see even, like, this next generation, like, the TikTok kids, like, mm-hmm. come in and just fuck shit up. Like, Olivia, yeah. Ponson, and Emma are, like, they're, like, my little sisters, and I just love seeing them do even better, because, like, I feel like TikTok, for some reason, like, Instagram, there was no really, like... scene around it, like the paparazzi wasn't like a thing,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
like stuff like that. But like for some reason, mainstream media bled into TikTok so much, like the paparazzi and like getting into music. And like, I feel like Instagram was steering away from traditional media, and TikTok kind of took it right back.
Yeah. I mean, I remember at the time when like all those TikTokers were calling all the paparazzi and shit, I remember looking at that and rolling my eyes, but I think that was the smartest thing they could have done, because those paparazzi shots is what made them traditional so fast.
Really quickly.
Which I never thought would actually work. Cause I just thought paparazzi was always just like this like weird thing yeah. that like celebrities hated. So I was like, if celebrities hate it and TikTokers love it, it's never going to work, but it fucking worked.
It was a secret formula for the success.
The algorithm for TikTok really helped too. Just the sheer numbers that people were getting,
yeah,
like
absurd.
Views, like it doesn't make any sense. So I think them seeing that, like, you got 50 million views on this, like that is insane.
Yeah. And they're
so
like, I think real that really helped. They're like yeah. real views. Yeah. The real eyes are seeing that.
Have insane. You guys gotten into TikTok? Like, would you say that you enjoy using that?
Oh yeah, I love. I think we all love TikTok.
I
right?
consume yeah. more than I create on TikTok.
Yeah. I need to get into it more.
You don't, I feel like you...
I've been getting into it. I need to have like more play dates with myself. Just sometimes just to editing, create. Like I'm like, there are so many tools here and I never feel like I'm doing it right.
Yeah, and I always feel like I'm late to trends. Like a trend, like I'll see a trend, out. I'm like, oh, I want to do this, but it's already 3 weeks late and I'm just like, fuck, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep trying.
That's a really big thing on TikTok. It was really hard for me to wrap my head around the concept that people enjoyed seeing everyone do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
That was so hard coming from Instagram, right? Where it's like, or YouTube, where it's
trying
like,
to be as creative and original as possible.
Yeah.
Right. Really, like on Instagram, bizarre. You wouldn't post the same outfit twice, but TikTok, you could do the same dance 7 times and it'll still blow up.
Like imagine
every single time. Like
imagine like a million people posting the same pose on Instagram, like same background.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like a trending pose that everybody was
honestly,
doing.
That'd be pretty funny. I think I they, should bring, they like, should bring that.
I guess that's like that? Wait, we should, planking.
Yeah, we should experiment everyone tomorrow.
Same pose. Same,
like a T, like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah. A teapot.
I was like, what the hell are they
but
doing?
But it's a carousel. And
yeah. Like, it just gets lower and lower.
We should
that's
do
genius.
It.
I love that.
And just don't address it.
And like people, even the same outfits, like there's like trending pants on TikTok and
yeah,
like, trending, like
and
what
people
if
love it.
You guys have to, we all have to wear like the same dress in the post. And be like, that would be insane.
That is wild.
Now, when you're just driving around, like listening, you know, to music by yourself, are you only listening to house music or are you searching through all different types of genres to like get inspiration from?
I like all types of music.
Oh yeah. What's your like guiltiest pleasure of what you like to slap in your car?
I really love heavy trap and like rap music.
Oh, nice. I would have never guessed that. I would.
So my sets are actually a mix of house and trap music. I start off with house and then I end with trap.
And some Mormon hymns sprinkled on the right.
Absolutely. Imagine.
A little detail.
I would get struck by lightning.
during your set.
Yeah. I could see your grandma getting down with it in the back though.
Grandma.
Not too much though.
Yeah.
No. She's respectful. Respectful, yeah. You know, reserved, but exactly. She's having a good time. You see, like, one hand up. Like,
yeah. Whatever, she's praying.
No, praying, for, like, praying for you.
She's literally like, Lord, help this girl. As I'm taking shots, I'm like, looking at her. Like, sorry.
I would never want, like, my dad at, like, if I was a DJ, I could never have my dad at a set like that.
Or, like, even, like, some of the crazy videos you film, like, imagine your family's just standing there watching you do it.
No way.
Yeah, it would be like having our parents sitting in the corner right here just watching us.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It would be the most
uncomfortable
thing.
I would just be so conscious of it the entire time.
That's more pressure than anything. I'm always looking back. I'm like, are they okay? Like, is anyone harassing them? Is anyone offering them shots? Like, what's going on?
We did have our moms on here though, but they were drunk. So it was like a really good time.
That was probably so fun.
Yeah, they just, they forgot the cameras were in here and it just felt good.
You're just learning some things you didn't know before. You're like, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely learned something. For sure.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name?
Yeah.
Sherry.
Oh my God, I was literally going to say Sharon. I was literally going to be like, okay, Sharon. We see you.
Were you just guessing that it was Sharon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's Sherry, right?
Sherry. Okay, yeah, okay, very close. Good job.
How quick is your, like, what do you call it? Turnaround time? Like, if you see something popping off on TikTok, like a sound, are you like, oh, I need to sprinkle this into the set? Do you do that? Like, I know Dylan Francis, there can be a trend happening in the morning. He'll throw it in, and at night he's performing the popular thing that just happened.
Or Zed with like the Squid Game.
Yeah, so. They're quick.
I do that a lot, actually.
That's
I feel
so
like it
fun.
Just keeps it relevant. Like,
anyone
who's out. Like I said, a lot of people play the same sets, but I change mine every time because I love keeping it current.
That's good.
It's probably fun and like a challenge, too. You're like, okay, like, how am I going to incorporate this in?
Vegas is crazy, though, because Vegas is like tourism central. So every show I play, I get to play whatever I want. But in Vegas, it's like the hit is like Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
Got appeal to those tourists, you know?
No, literally. It's people from outside the country. So they just want to hear like that type something of familiar. Music. But Vegas is definitely the most professional setting I play in. It's really fun.
Shout out Vegas.
Yes.
So you're allergic to peanuts?
That's embarrassing.
We heard you had a horror story on a plane.
Oh, my once. God. Yeah.
Oh, I've always had that question. You know how they give out nuts and peanut butter snacks? Yeah. Do they have to know if people are allergic or like dogs?
I think they've
like,
limited.
Do they know if somebody's allergic to dogs on the plane, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one. Like the dog one is a good one because our people are allergic to that.
Is it if you come in contact and touch it or you have to physically like ingest it?
I have to physically eat it. Oh, okay. It's not airborne, thank God. That would be a nightmare.
How old were you when you realized there was a problem?
I realized I had a problem when I was 3.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Oh no. Mommy made
Mom
you a peanut butter Sammy.
Literally that. Oh, and I ate it and I had to go to the ER.
Isn't that terrifying? There is a moment where you have to like realize.
Yeah.
Like, and there's only one way to find out.
Here we go.
You could have been backpacking in Yosemite, like miles away
first
from a
nut.
Hospital.
Yeah.
And
I guarantee you, you're going to try peanuts before you end up being able to backpack Yosemite.
Yeah. I'm going to feed my baby everything as soon as it pops out, just so I can get out of the way.
Do you like this?
Yeah. Just, or do the needles like the doctors do?
Do you have an EpiPen on you at all times?
I should, but I keep it at my house.
Okay.
I think you're old enough now.
I bring it with me. Exactly. That was the problem, especially when I came out to LA because vegan culture is really big out here.
Oh, yeah.
And all vegan substitutes, like almond cheese, cashew cheese, almond milk, like everything.
That's scary.
So any nut you can't have.
All of them. All of them. I've never had Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Or
oh, my God.
Snickers.
Zane, it's
I'm
not,
so
it
sorry.
Is not the end of the world.
It is the end of the world. It kind of is.
But so don't make her feel bad.
No, I will make her feel bad.
No, everyone's like, really? They're like, it tastes so good. I'm like, I had no idea.
Okay, thank you.
How often do you think about your nut allergy? Like every day?
Every day.
Like that has to be
day.
Kind of annoying. Like I,
a lot
you know.
Of things have nuts.
When
every
you go
time
to
I eat food.
When
every
you go to restaurants,
time.
You're like scared. You're like, please don't have anything in this.
I have to ask the waiter multiple times. There's been so many times where I've been like, is there nuts in this? They're like, no, bring it out. Eat it. Almost die. Like I'm wow. on
cooking
Abbott.
In peanut oil.
I'm like on right. Abbott Kenny, like sprinting to CVS to get Benadryl because I didn't have an EpiPen. I like am on the floor of the Benadryl, ripping out Benadryl on my knees, like not buying it. I'm just like shoving it down my throat.
How many times has that happened where you've had
close calls?
Way too many times. Damn. Actually, going into anaphylactic shock is the most painful experience I've ever had in my life. Like more than breaking bones. Like I broke my shin bone. That was pretty bad. But going to anaphylactic shock, like it's
what
exactly
is it like? What does it feel like? What is it?
So my throat closes, my eyes swell shut, my mouth swells, and all my like nervous system is just shuts down. And I start throwing up while my throat is closed.
Oh,
so it just like goes
it's
up
like,
and comes
it,
down.
It like rips through my esophagus.
Oh my gosh!
And so I start bleeding. So I'm like literally. I know this is so gross. Like trigger warning: throwing up blood, throwing up. Vomit, can't see anything, can't breathe.
All from a nut.
Yeah.
Jesus. Wow.
How long do you have to get something in your system before it gets like completely
Five
unbearable
minutes.
Like that?
5 minutes?
Wow.
5 minutes.
I'd be scared every day.
Oh, grab That's... that EpiPen. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think that EpiPen should be on you at all times.
Do you like the smell of nuts? Or is
no. he goes, are
like,
you
do you wish
to,
you could have them? Like,
he goes, are you allergic to all nuts?
Like if you smell it, you're like, oh, that smells yes. good. What is that? It's like, oh, this is,
Never.
These are nuts.
Like that smells like
traumatic.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a trauma. I don't think that yeah. smells good to her anymore.
No, it's so bad. But the only thing that's nuts that smells good is candied almonds. Is that what it is?
Okay.
Candied almonds?
Oh, when you smell those at like an amusement
game?
Park? Oh,
yeah. Yes. Those yeah. smell really good. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your scary airline?
Oh, yeah.
Situation?
I was flying to South Africa,
uh-huh.
which is a long ass flight. Flying from LA to London and then going to South Africa. So the flight to London is like 13 hours and you're flying over the ocean.
I'm scared.
This is already, no a, this
scared.
Is already a horror movie.
I'm scared.
Horror movie.
Horrors.
Get on, like how you were asking, you're like, shouldn't they be aware of that? Like, it's literally... I don't know. Airlines just don't give a fuck. They are passing out. They don't do it anymore. I haven't seen nuts on an airline for the past year. But the
That's
first
true.
3 years I was flying, it was like, you could tell them that you had an allergy and they're like, okay, we just won't serve it to you. Like, I just don't feel like that works. Like, I'm not airborne, but if someone was airborne, how would that even work?
Right? It's just, yeah.
They accidentally, like, there's so many people on a flight, so many flight attendants. I asked her, I was like, they were serving the meals because it's a long flight. And I was like, is there anything in this? Did you guys know that pesto is made out of nuts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pine nuts.
Oh my God, I can't believe you guys knew that because nobody ever knows
well,
that.
Well, I make it.
So I didn't think. I didn't
think Italian.
I didn't think
Italian, yeah.
I didn't think all pesto was made out of pine nuts. I thought some pestos would like had pine nuts in it.
I feel like recently they started making it without nuts because they were like realized like, oh, this is a huge problem.
Yeah.
But they served me a meal with pesto in it. I'm sitting next to two people. I'm by myself, like on this flight with no one that I know.
Boy.
13-hour flight. I eat this meal and I'm like, oh no. I'm like, fuck. Like, this is really bad. Didn't know what to do. Didn't have my EpiPen. Didn't have any Benadryl on me. I had no medicine, like nothing to help me. At this time, I think I was 18 flying to South Africa. So I didn't have enough money to afford an EpiPen because EpiPens are actually like $1,500.
What? Why aren't they free?
Wait, a pack of what?
Like it's like one of them.
That is insane.
What the fuck?
That's so messed up.
I don't think they're that expensive anymore, but at the time... Something fucked up happened and there was a major recall on EpiPens because the company producing them started watering down the fluid inside to sell more and they weren't working.
That is so fucked.
So there was like 8 kids that died because they used EpiPens that didn't work. So there was a huge recall.
My God.
And there was a shortage of EpiPens. So they were like $1,500 in the United States. I had no insurance. I couldn't get one. On this plane, as I get up to sprint to the bathroom, the whole crew is like, we need you to be seated. There's about to be turbulence. The flight attendant was like, you need to sit down. And I was like, no, I need to go to the bathroom. And she was like, please sit down. And I was like, absolutely not. So I like push past her and I'm like low key sprinting to the back of this airplane. All of a sudden the plane goes, drops like 10 feet.
What?
I'm standing, I'm floating. Like it drops and I'm literally
Oh my God.
While your throat's closing. What a nightmare.
Breathe. I grab a bald guy's head for balance. I was like, here we go. Kept sprinting to the back after it leveled out, closed the door, locked it. And because I knew that all the flight attendants were going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? They were like banging on the door. My throat's closing. I'm like, I'm going to die. I was like, I'm going
to
die.
So you went to the bathroom mainly because of the puke, right?
Yes. And I was trying to make myself throw up. So I was like shoving my fingers down my closed throat.
Oh, fuck.
And I thought I was going to die. So I started recording a video in the bathroom.
Saying goodbye to everybody?
And we actually have it right here.
No, I fucking wish. That would be so embarrassing. But then I was like, maybe. I was like, okay. I was like, I got to do something. So I opened the door and I told the flight attendants what was going on. And they're like, I already knew this, but they're not legally able to administer any type of medicine. They don't have EpiPens. They don't have anything like that. Like, so they had to call for a doctor on board. They're like, is this anyone? Da, 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 da. Someone had Benadryl, got their Benadryl, took like six of them in like a line. And I shoved it down my esophagus, which closed or it relaxed my throat. That's the only thing that it helps with. It stops the swelling. The flight attendants. Okay. Have you ever taken like one Benadryl, two Benadryl?
I don't know
what I forget what it feels like.
It makes you drowsy.
I don't know. You start seeing spiders. The Hat Man will come visit you.
What?
Yeah. The fucking boogie monster.
Wait,
yeah.
You see shit on Benadryl?
If you take a ton, yeah.
Don't tell Zane that. He's going to be at CBS tonight.
I'm having a visitor tonight.
I want to see the Hat Man.
No, you don't.
I got allergies.
You'll feel like there's bugs crawling all over you. I've looked into what it is like.
The Hat Man.
I would say shit just starts to get really wavy.
Well, yeah, and you're on an airplane, so that just sounds really like a bad time.
Yeah, I mean, I fall asleep after taking like two Benadryl in like 30 minutes. So, and I was in a severe amount of pain, so I didn't fall asleep. I took six Benadryl and was awake. They sat me next to the two people. I was like, can I lay down somewhere? I was like, this exit row is open. Like, this whole exit. Like, they're like, sorry. Like, it's illegal to.
Do they not understand?
Do they have any sympathy towards what's happening?
Do they not understand you're like dying from an allergic reaction?
Did they not take you seriously? Is that what it was? Because I feel like if they knew how serious this is, they would have been like, yes, anything, whatever you need.
No, they did. That's the crazy part. They knew. I'm like, this must be something that you deal with on a pretty consistent
basis.
This
better have not been JetBlue.
It was an international airline. Okay, what was it? It was good. British Airways.
Spirit Airlines. That's some shit they'd pull. They make you pay.
Yeah. It's actually $20 a Benadryl. Yeah.
To use our doctors on site is $100 a fucking.
Hold on, though. Have you been on Spirit recently?
Not recently. Last time was like a few years
ago. Spirit's popping. Oh, wait. Didn't JetBlue buy
Spirit's popping now?
Like, they fixed their shit.
I think JetBlue bought Spirit.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably.
I think, I don't know if it's like, JetBlue. I think it is.
Spirit has like all new airline. Like,
really?
New planes?
Brand new. Yes. The inside is like beautiful.
Lawn chairs with like bungee cords on the back.
That's how it was when I flew. I flew to Costa Rica on Spirit. And I was like, whole plane was like this the whole time. I was like, okay.
When I moved here, I flew on Spirit.
It's awful.
It was nice. There's a
chance you'll become a Spirit on Spirit Airlines. Well,
Charlie, the seat in front of us was off the plane. Like, it wasn't even bolted to the plane. Bad.
That's how it used to be. They're just vintage.
Their first class is just called Big Front
Seat.
They're humble.
Like,
and I don't know why looking out the window, seeing Howdy, it's like they're making fun of you. Like, they know you're having a fucking miserable time. So it's like, Howdy.
Hate so Spirit. Fitting.
So they've upped it, but you still got to pay for everything, like water and oxygen. And
I don't think so anymore. I think it's just like a normal airline now, which is great.
Well, I mean, it's good. I mean, it's been years of just harassment.
But their reputation is so shot from how it was before.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
That
it's like these nice ass flights that are really cheap.
Frontier.
I would recommend.
Acquired by Frontier. Wow.
Can you go to.
For $2.9 billion February 7th, 2022.
Frontier is not that good either.
Well, apparently it is. They did a good job cleaning it up.
Go to New Spirit Airlines.
They got $2.9 billion.
Go to New Spirit Airlines planes.
It's fuck. Every seat is JetBlue Mint.
Yeah. They're all just like, it's just a bunch of pods.
Yo, look, this is.
Oh!
Whoa.
I think this was their plan. I think they became a meme.
Oh, Zane, I thought they were screens on the back. They were just pamphlets.
Oh.
It's all right.
Dude, that's very modern. It's sleek.
I think that was their plan. They said, let's become a meme. Everyone's talking about us, and then we'll turn around. People are going to want to see it for themselves.
Flip it on them.
They're going to be the next new thing.
There you go.
They're like Kia. Yo, everybody hated Kia.
We low-key just plug Spirit Airlines. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Look at these yellow desks. Thank you, Spirit.
Oh my God.
I want to see Spirit do the biggest campaign with a ton of influencers.
I thought you were going to say Cannonball.
Like, no, just like a big campaign where they fly
the
all these influencers.
Biggest Cannonball.
Like, Stoss on Spirit. Like.
Yeah. That would be brilliant.
Buckle. Get a bunch of influencer models.
Get Kim Kardashian on a Spirit plane. Boom,
done. Are you
done.
Kidding me? That would be hysterical.
That would be good.
Yeah, that's really good.
I think that would be worth it for Spirit to do that.
Good for them.
But how much would Kim have to take to be on a Spirit plane?
You couldn't catch Kim Kardashian on a Spirit plane.
But like what? But there has to be an amount. There has to be
a cost.
There's
always an amount, I feel like. Maybe.
There's a price for everything.
Yeah, there is a price.
Absolutely.
$1 billion.
Because look at the planes out. She would look at that and be like, oh, that looks like my living room. it looks really nice.
My movie room.
Yeah.
Black was a power move though.
Yeah, it was.
Did you see her Architectural Digest house?
I haven't.
Kim Kardashian's house is insane.
Sick.
It looks like a museum. Yeah. It's like the hallways are empty.
Miss Minimalist.
It's a little psychotic.
Like, yeah, it feels like a psych ward.
Yeah. Very
love
interesting.
It.
Oh, no, look at it.
I'm scared.
Look at that middle
it's
one.
Beautiful. It feels like a dream.
I just couldn't live there.
No, I
it's
couldn't
like a
live
museum.
There.
Like, I would be scared.
I
to
would
touch
love to
everything.
Walk through, but I'm be like, get me the hell out of
those
here.
Those kids probably get lost in there. They probably cry.
Wait, did you see the before and after? They just took out all the decorations. All the lights, they literally just fucking took it out. It would be the opposite. Normally it's empty and then they put the shit
in.
Oh,
that is hysterical.
And she goes, it's minimalistic.
Art.
Baby.
That is funny.
That's really good.
That's genius, actually.
At least nothing gets broken, right?
And I bet it's easy to like clean because like anything that's out of place, it shouldn't be there.
But everything's white.
But to her kids,
how do you
she's
have
like,
four kids?
She's like, I swear to God, if you spill on this couch,
oh,
that's all for you.
So they have some sturdy juice cups like in that house, like some spill free.
And everything they eat is white, like white chocolate bars, white candy.
Her cauliflower.
Her kitchen sink, though, still doesn't make sense to me. Have you seen it?
Oh yeah.
Look at Kim Kardashian kitchen sink.
That's so random.
It doesn't look.
Oh,
what?
Oh, it's flat.
It's flat.
It's flat, but it has a slight slant where it goes down.
That screams, I don't do my own dishes.
Look at that.
That screams,
I don't
no
like
dishes
the,
are done
I don't like
here.
You, what do you fit, one dish in
you
there?
You don't.
That doesn't make any
you
sense.
You think there's dirty dishes in there
no,
ever? Come
that,
on.
They have a chef's
you would
sink.
Never
they
have.
They can't. You can't clean.
I get that for a bathroom when all you're doing is washing your hands. Right. That has zero purpose.
It's the minimalistic look.
It's dumb.
Wait, does that circle like, yeah.
That's what the water crazy. Pours down. It's like a shower floor.
It just looks funky with like the just like the, what do you call the?
Like faucet? The hose?
The faucet. It looks
who
funky.
Said hose?
The sink hose.
Where?
The hose?
Yeah, a hose is what you attach to the side of a house. Like the green
so
hose.
The thing you pull out of your sink.
The spigot?
No, it's not a spigot.
What do we call
a
fucking
oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know
a faucet?
Oh, the sprayer.
What do you Let's call a detachable name. Faucet?
Oh, I said sprayer.
Oh, shit. Wait, an exiting faucet.
It's a sprayer.
They're talking about when you switch the setting to spray, but they're not talking about what the hose is called.
Got it. Yeah, no, that's a hose.
It's a sprayer.
Yeah.
Sprayer hose.
It's connected to a hose. You're right. You're
okay.
Right. We just weren't thinking of a hose when we were thinking of faucets. Right,
you're going to look at me and tell me that I'm wrong?
It's a sink hose.
I want to do that to my pantry so bad. Look at that.
That's a grocery store.
Just so organized.
that's literally, yeah, that's Guy's grocery game.
That's a Costco.
that's Erewhon.
Damn.
That's gorgeous. That's a dream.
Did you guys know that Erewhon is, it's close. It's not quite, but it's supposed to be like nowhere spelled backwards.
Come again.
Hold on. I can't write
I can't
it in my
even
head.
Spell it forward.
No, you're right.
So it is.
The W and the H, but it's nowhere.
Wait, why?
Well, because they switched the W and the H.
No, but why?
That is some
I
satanic.
There has to be some.
Nope.
And then I figured
out.
That out because I was watching the series You, and they had a fake grocery store in it called, what was it, Anavrin?
Okay.
Did you watch the series?
No. I did, but I don't remember.
What
that
is that backwards?
Scene.
Nirvana.
Oh, yes. Oh, Anavrin. Nirvana.
But wow. I was like, oh, is that supposed to be a play? I was like, oh, Anavrin, like Erewhon. Like it was like a play to make fun of Erewhon.
Did you read that somewhere? Or did you notice it watching? Yeah, my brain didn't
know. Two together.
I was like, that's super weird.
Interesting. And Vons is snob.
Whoa. And Publix is Ixlub.
Ixlub. Why are we so good at backwards
names? No, me and all my friends call each other our backwards names. So I think that's why I noticed it. Like my friend DJ, I would say JD. Harem? Mm-hmm.
Tam. Tammy for short.
Inaz, hi.
Inaz, hi.
Yeah. Oh man, mine's bad.
Jeez.
That's how
mine is because I have a CH at the beginning, so mine's like Yalark.
Yours is Yalark. Well, your name is Charlene, right? Charlene.
Yeah, it's Charlene.
Charlene.
No one knows that though. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
No. Like no, most people have no idea that that's my name. So it's perfect. I don't know how you guys found that out. Good job.
Charlene is a very Southern name.
If you say the whole thing, Charlene Savannah Jordan.
Savannah,
that's
Georgia.
My name.
Wow.
It's Southern.
All my family's from Georgia.
Billy Bob Love Charlene.
And then they moved to Utah?
No. Vegas. My dad's side is there. Mom's side is in Vegas.
Got it.
My whole dad's side of the family is Air Force. So it's crazy. I'm like, don't relate at all. Wow. They're like, go into the Air Force. I'm like, that's sick, but I'm okay. Thank you.
A DJ pilot. You could do that.
The world's first
DJ pilot.
Yes. For beach parties, you're in a helicopter. Come on.
That'd be hovering over the water.
You already have headphones. Write that down.
I have so many weird places I want to DJ, like non-traditional club settings. Like, have you seen like Cascade or anything? They like DJ at the Golden Gate Bridge or like.
Oh yeah.
That's sick.
Is that the ultimate dream? What's the ultimate dream?
I saw a Cascade DJ at over the Grand Canyon. They built out sledge.
Were they strapped in like?
Nope.
Nah.
That's cool.
Isn't Cascade Mormon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I looked up to Cascade my whole life because I was like, how are you a DJ like playing at Ultra for like the biggest crowds ever? And like his wife and three kids are on the side jamming. And he's like completely sober. Like he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And that was really impressive to me. I was like, you're around this all the time and you don't do any of it. Even though I'm not Mormon anymore, me and Cascade have the same manager. So I got to meet with him and just like not work with him because I want to earn that position again. Like it's like, oh, just because we know the same people, like that doesn't mean anything. But it has been really cool to meet him. His name's Ryan Radden and he's one of the most talented DJs, producers.
Look into my eyes.
Yes.
And you're definitely open to like any opportunity. Like
the clouds. That
is unreal.
That is really
pretty. That is unreal. Wow.
It looks like a green screen. Jinx, you owe me
a Diet Coke.
A wedding.
You owe me a ring. And you'll take any opportunity like EDC, Ultra, like any festivals like that you'll take, right?
Festivals are my dream goal. So like right now I do clubs a lot, like club circuit, whatever. But it's my first year and a half, right? So I kind of have to put in that time and then start booking festivals. I just booked Lollapalooza.
Oh my god, that's incredible!
Yeah, that's so cool.
Oh my, we used to go every year. Damn, that's gotta go. Fucking awesome.
That's so sick. Oh, when is that?
I think it's soon.
June,
July 30th.
Oh damn. Well, we gotta go watch her, guys. Come on,
it's in like. I don't even know how that happened. I mean, I work my ass off, but I'm just so thankful for that. Because I remember being at Lolla. Have you guys been?
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. Like, downtown Chicago. Like, I'm, like, at the Perry stage watching Illenium, watching grown men cry. I'm like, yes.
This is perfect.
I was just like, I just could have never imagined that was something that I would get to do. And it's, like, a couple years later, so really crazy. I'm excited.
Look at that. That's amazing.
I'm just getting ready for that right now.
When's your next one in the city so we can all go to it?
The last one I had was a couple months ago, but weirdly enough, I don't play in L.A. that much.
You can't get booked at, like,
I feel like it wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah,
the clubs, I know the clubs suck here, but.
No. The clubs suck here. Like, yeah.
Really bad.
Like, what the fuck? Like, this is supposed to be, like, the most lit. You got some of the most lit people here. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we're only playing hip hop music for some reason. And the DJs are not DJs. I'm like, who is this? No offense to anyone that plays on a laptop. I'm like, who is this dude playing on a laptop? Like, in DJ world, like playing on a laptop is a very early beginner phase. And like every club that you go to, like Hyde or Warwick or anything, it's always a laptop. The DJ's not the focus. Everyone just wants to get fucked up, which is cool, but I don't want to play parties like that. Like, I want to play for people that care about music.
Yeah.
So festivals are like the best.
What's the big one in Switzerland that
Tomorrowland.
That looks insane. David is that where it is? Mm-hmm.
David sent us a clip of that. It looks insane.
It's manic.
That's my dream. That's
you'll make it happen.
You'll get there.
And EDC too.
I see, you're EDC. You're very Tomorrowland. I see it.
Have you guys been to EDC?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went once.
Oh,
it was a lot. It was a lot.
You can hear the weight in his voice.
Hellfest. But it was fun, but we were like, this is.
Yeah, like you just, after one day, you're like, get me the fuck
out. It's like that?
Yeah, because you're in the, it's, where is it again? It's like.
It's at the Motor Speedway.
Yeah. It's just cement everywhere. Because normally festivals, you want to see grass, and you want to see like trees and lights, but that is just, it looks like you're on a tarmac.
Concrete jungle.
What's the one in Miami that everybody, that's Ultra?
That one is a mess.
That shit looks rowdy.
Did you see what happened like 2 years ago? No. Remember like a big fire happened, so they closed down, like cars couldn't drive through, so everybody had to walk all the way to Miami across the bridge. You didn't see that?
No,
I do remember that, actually.
Unbelievable.
I forgot about that.
Wait, what?
You don't remember that?
Venue on fire.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it turned into like a Miami marathon.
No, it became like Fire Fest. Like everybody, nobody could catch Ubers or anything like that.
I really want to know more about your Smoke Roses company.
Oh, yes. Yeah, talk about that. We have our high episodes.
I have a rose tattoo. Does that count?
Yes. We have high episodes on our Patreon.
Yeah.
We bring guests that like to smoke weed. We don't smoke weed at all. We only smoke on our private secret videos on Patreon.
But yeah, so how did that start? What sparked the idea?
For Smoke Roses? Mm-hmm. No pun intended. Okay, so I started smoking when I was 18. And obviously, like when you're just in your hometown, you're kind of like, I'll take whatever I can get here. Because I was living in Utah.
Yeah, not much.
Easy to come across. You're like meeting some random dude in a parking lot at Walmart. And you're like, hope this is weed. Could be oregano.
Hope it's not lace.
Could be oregano.
Could be oregano. Which obviously no one should have to do that. Like you shouldn't, to get something that's like really not a drug, you shouldn't have to like do some
illegal
alley,
shit,
like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why when I moved out here, I was like, wow, like I was so amazed by the dispensaries and how they had everything set up, because for me, smoking weed stopped my panic attacks, which I've never had anything that helps stop them besides that. Like I've tried other shit and it just does not work. Like it has weird side effects. So for me, that was like really cool because I then was able to actually consume weed that was like clean and very helpful and functional. I was like a functional stoner. Like how do we make that happen? Because like I don't like to sit around. I'm a super active person. And there were all these things made and I was like, wow, this is really cool. But the more I got into it, I was like, damn, like a lot of this is actually super commercial and people are just making money off of it because weed is like super profitable.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, leaning more towards what I experienced when I was traveling. I saw people smoke so many different types of crazy things from traveling to third world countries because they don't have traditional papers. Like you can't just go to the gas station and fucking pick up some raw rolling papers in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
So people are like smoking banana leaves and lavender and like different types of flowers. And I was like, this is really cool. And when I came back to California, the only thing that's adopted in the United States is tobacco. So you have Backwoods, Swishers, like... And it's just a tobacco leaf. So I was kind of like, it's like, can I buy like flower pre-rolls or like whatever? And I researched for 4 days. I was like, pre-rolled rose petal cones, pre-rolled lavender cones, pre-rolled anything, and nothing existed.
Wow.
That's so sick.
And I was like, is this an original like idea? Because like I definitely had seen people do it, but
there's no way.
There's
I haven't looked hard enough.
Buy it.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is impossible. Like, how am I going to sell rose petals? They're so delicate. How do you ship them? There's like a million problems. So over the course of COVID, essentially, I had this idea and I just spent hours working on it. Packaging, like this has never been made before. So I had to cold email like 50 manufacturers and be like, hey, try to make this? Like,
and this is the first email you've ever seen from the US. But
I'd also be scared too that they would take your idea.
Absolutely.
So, hey, can you make this? Yeah, we can. Thanks.
Yeah, people do that.
No, for real. It actually did happen to us.
Oh, shit.
And it was a huge problem. But here, the problem was that I was like, okay, I'm going to get these patented, but you can't really patent a rose petal. And I tried to do the design as well, and it was just like a very complicated process because it's a cannabis-based product and all these other legalities. So I got it trademarked, and that was like really the best I could do. And then... yeah, we had someone screw us over, made the samples, sent it to us. I was like, this is amazing. And then they ghosted us and took our idea.
Jeez. Whoa. What the fuck?
But as you guys know, branding is really important. There's a million products that exist.
That's
and
true.
The branding is what makes a huge difference. So yes, now there are other people selling the rose cones, but hands down, my brand is still the biggest one. Like everyone knows it was the first one.
Yeah.
So people can copy me all they fucking want. I'm like, you like my idea?
Damn, that's sick.
It's flattering.
I love that. And it's just, and it's like environmental friendly too. It just like, especially out here in LA, people always want.
Can you
to fuck
can you
with
taste it? Like, do you have
not
like
really.
The so aroma it, or anything like that?
It enhances the taste of the weed, and that was like my whole thing is like clean, functional smoking. I have asthma, so I wanted to make something that didn't have dyes or additives or chemicals. It's all natural. The seal is natural. There's no artificial colors, nothing. Like they're bright red. They're so pretty. And they're really clean. They hold a gram each. And
wow. That's so cool.
Wow, we got to get some of that.
Yeah, we
got to
smoke some of that.
Dude, I would have brought some, but I didn't think that you guys smoked because I was going to have you guys come on my Smoke Roses show that I have. So I have a YouTube series where I bring people on and I get them high. Have you seen the Eric Andre
you guys,
show?
You guys smoke a lot, though. Like, too much. We do, like, a couple
can
hits
we,
and
can
we're
like, can
we're
good. Can we fake that we smoke a lot but
no,
not smoke
so
as much?
No, so it's, like, to whatever limit you want. Like, you can tap out whenever.
Thank you. Well, I mean, that video would be done in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean,
but, hey, if you want to take it, like, it's so funny. Like, Bryce Hall came on, and he couldn't make it. Like, he tapped out.
But,
and,
we
but everyone was just calling him a bitch. So if you're okay being called a bitch, you can come on. But it's kind of like who can smoke more type of vibe.
Yeah.
So you can tap out whenever. I'll still smoke the rest of the episode.
How much do you smoke like in an episode?
I don't even know.
Like a whole joint to yourself?
Probably two whole joints to myself.
And you can function?
Bong rips and then the hot box at the end, which is
That's more weed in one setting than we've done on all of the episodes for our high episodes.
That's like more than I can drink in one night, like if I tried really hard. Like that's insane.
I feel like I like trained myself for no reason because it helps with my anxiety. Like I don't get whatever high is, like, out of your mind. Like, it's been a really long time since I've had that happen. My body and weed is, like, best friends. I'm, like, 50% cannabis at this point. I don't really know what's going on.
That's all.
But
damn,
I can
a lot
smoke,
of people
like,
are like that, though.
Like, I don't have, like, a... At some point, it stops mattering. Like, I can keep smoking, and I don't get higher.
Yeah. Question about the panic attacks. I want to get back to that. Do you not get panic attacks anymore because you smoke all the time, or when you feel like you're having a panic attack, you smoke and then it goes away?
Yes.
So you still get them. It's just you smoke immediately.
Yes. I would love to find like a fucking long-term solution.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was like wondering. I was like, if that's the case, that's pretty crazy. But
yeah, no, for some people smoking weed causes panic attacks.
That's us.
But it's like everybody's different, like bodies, chemistry, whatever. And I totally acknowledge that. That's why I made this brand. And it was so much fun and made the show and I've had so many amazing guests on it. You guys know like,
oh my God, that looks like fucking hell. That's my nightmare. That hot.
That's
and Grizz is in there.
What the hell is wrong with you, Charlie?
I made that shit too.
Yeah, I bet.
where are you shooting this at?
It's at room 1041
in space, Matt. Can't you see?
We gotta do that. We gotta do that.
I'm in there the whole time like this.
It's a once in a lifetime experience.
I mean, Heath, we would want to kill ourselves, but we gotta experience.
I would be
that.
High for 3 days after.
That's the whole point. It's like you're never gonna be that high on camera. So like, have fun. Like, it doesn't matter, you know.
But you know, Heath, we'll be both really high like that together. So I think that's okay.
And like some people stay in there for like 5 seconds. Like Tana didn't get in there at all. She twerked around the box. Like she could not. She was like, I'm not getting in there.
Wait,
that's crazy.
Like when you're in that box, do you really, like, is it really potent?
I don't know if I'm high looking at it. But it's a bowl that I attached to an air vac that I put in reverse. And it sucks. Straight weed smoke. So this weed smoke hasn't been in anyone's lungs, so it's straight THC to like the face.
Oh my God.
You have to wear goggles when you go in because it'll burn your eyes. Look at Twan.
That's insane.
Mama.
Oh my God. How thick it is coming in.
You should get some dollar bills floating in.
Yeah.
the hurricane grabbed them.
Yeah.
Tana already looked like I'm stoned and she wasn't even in the box.
Are you into sativa, indica, doesn't matter?
Hybrids.
Hybrid.
Yeah. Everyone, fun fact, labels don't really mean anything with weed, I feel like. For the most part, when they label it, they like have 10 people sit down and smoke it. And they're like, did that make you more awake or more sleepy? Or like, pretty much everything has been crossbred a million times. Like no one can like source back to like an original sativa or an original indica. Like how would you know? So they basically just have people smoke it and then name it some brandable name. So the name means nothing. And
I thought they had like a hybrid section.
I thought it was science.
I thought so too.
That just blew my mind.
That's crazy. So it's all based on 10 people or like 20 people that are like smoking this weed and they're like, I feel tired.
I'm sure there are some brands that like are like, oh no, we go through more intensive or we've tested this and this. I don't believe that's a thing. There are definitely, I just go based
off. Call their ass out.
Like for me, it's more other side effects. Like how hungry it makes me. And I care about like organic weed. So there's a lot of weed that has pesticides put into it when it's being grown.
Oof.
I like outdoor organic weed. Important. Wow. But everything from the store, like weed's not supposed to be over 15% THC naturally. When you look at the labels, it's like 32% THC.
So they're like breeding it to be like super potent.
And that's when they have like weird shit in it.
It's tripping out though. Everyone's like, whoa, like this weed's so strong. Like it's not supposed to be like that. They've been genetically engineering it and modifying it to be
Well, if you have organic weed, then I'd like to try some of that.
I got you next time.
Because
do you have like a favorite brand, company, or
no, guys, I actually have weed in my car. It's crazy. You said next time because I might just get you high after this episode. He's like, just kidding. I actually don't smoke.
No, I don't like to smoke for fun. I'll smoke maybe sometimes once in a blue moon to help me sleep. But that's it.
We do it for the people.
Literally, only
really
for Pedro.
Do it for the people. Yeah.
Yeah. Smoking is different for everyone, but it's really changed my life. And yeah. I really, my brand. Oh, what I was saying is that I made two brands. So there's Smoke Roses, which was like, you know, it's a pretty niche audience of people that smoke, very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to make like a broader, like more general mental health based brand. And I made Beauty and Pain, which is these necklaces. And it's this tattoo on my wrist. And it's all just about mental health and like, I used to struggle with self-harm a lot in high school, and I got this tattoo to remind me, because it's on my wrist, to not do it, which, you know, only helps so much. But over time, when I got out of that phase of my life, I just wanted to make something that reminded people not to do that. So finding beauty in pain, that's why it's like a rose and a dagger, because roses are beautiful, and I feel like you can make the best out of negative situations and learn from it and grow from it and change as a person instead of becoming what happened to you, which is a very common thing that happens with everyone, easier said than done. But it just is focused on starting the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me, like I said, when I first started social media, I like put all my thoughts and feelings and heart out there and was like, does anyone else struggle with anxiety? Does anyone else struggle with depression? And that was initially why I started using social media, because for the first time in my life, I talked about that and other people were like, I deal with that too. And I was like, okay, I'm not crazy.
Because
no
alone.
One in my family struggled with panic attacks. No one knew how to deal with my mental health. So when I got on there and was like, hey, like, does this, whatever. And people were like, yes. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. I'm not alone. And just knowing even that was enough to help me. So these necklaces, like anyone, it's crazy. Like people that wear the necklaces, like I've seen them at my shows, like walk up to each other that's and so start cool. talking about, oh, my mom's an alcoholic and this is what I deal with. Or I struggle with this addiction. Any form of like pain that people go through, just trying to focus on the positive and being able to talk about it and not acting like it doesn't exist, because that happens a lot.
Yeah.
But I'll have to get you guys some necklaces.
Yeah,
please.
And some roses.
Yeah.
But both those brands have been so much fun. And at my shows, like people bring the packs and like are just smoking up in my shows. I'm like, yeah.
It's got to be a cool feeling.
The necklaces and the earrings, yeah. It's
oh, dope. That's so fun.
But everything I do is like super... just about, it's all like vertically integrated. Like I love business too. Like it's been really cool with social media, YouTube, the two companies, and DJing. All super different areas.
It really is.
To be able to do all of those and have them still all work together is really, really cool. And it's all the same message each other. Like across the board. Yeah. People out here, I love just how creative everything is and being able to like put my visuals from my brand or the logos and everything into my visuals for my set. And have Beauty and Pain. Like I get to record voiceovers for like my intros for my set. So it's like this dramatic, like whatever. And I just love being able to make people feel stuff. I feel like that's the whole point.
That's important.
Yeah. It's fucking so much fun.
That is really cool.
Do you guys have you started? I feel like every person I know has a brand at this point. You guys have a brand.
Yes, we have.
Thank you for asking.
A coffee. Thank you for asking. Yeah. We have a coffee company named Cromoda. Yeah.
Are you a big coffee drinker?
K-cups
right
here. I
love coffee. Oh. I'll have to try
We'll get you a bunch. We got
a bunch. Sorry, Grandma.
Yeah, we started it like 2 years
black
ago.
Black coffee, like different flavors, like what's just beans?
Yeah, cups. So we have ground coffee, and then we also have K-cups. So there's different flavors. We've got like a Tahitian vanilla, cinnamon French toast. So we got a house blend. We'll get you some coffee after this.
Yes, yeah, please.
We'll get you a box.
That would be great.
I'm back.
I was just saying, like, did you ever like go out to eat with your family? Zane's like, no.
Never.
Or go somewhere and like before you left, you at one point you had to go see what the bathroom looked like. You didn't have to go, just like curious what it looked like.
Oh no, I just went because I would be anxious at the table, so I'd have to go to the bathroom. But I also like to go to the bathroom.
Like, we used to just go and just be like, nice. Just walk out.
Because some bathrooms are really cool. Like, a lot of restaurants, they have like hidden like awesome bathrooms. Like, yeah. The whole restaurant would be like weird, and then the bathrooms.
I remember we went one place, and we both went to the bathrooms, and we get out, and she was like, how crazy was that sink? And I was like, it was crazy. She was like, how did it turn on? And I was like, oh, like, you didn't fucking wash your hands. But apparently it turned on in some crazy way, and I was just like, yeah, it was a weird thing, huh? I tried to play it off.
Did you do it on purpose, or were you genuinely asking him?
I was genuinely asking, and then he wasn't answering. I said, how cool was that sink? He answered in a bland way when it turned on by touch. It was like that was just becoming popular, where you just touch the top of it. Uh-huh. And I was like, how did it turn on? Because he said, yeah, they were crazy. Like, I just know when he lied.
Yeah, this is crazy.
That is the first word, crazy. Yeah, crazy.
No, that's insane.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, that's sick.
Have you guys been to the Madonna Inn?
No.
You never haven't been?
I've heard about that place.
It's where in San it? Luis Obispo. It's like
where that, is that?
It's like north of Santa Barbara and like Solvang and stuff.
Well, what's
they have?
Gorgeous.
It's pretty awesome. Patricia and I, we went there for Valentine's Day last year. But look up the urinal, the men's urinal. Just look up the Madonna Inn urinal.
Wait, is it with the mouth, like the lips?
Dude, it's a waterfall.
Oh, that's
Oh, I would take a bath in that.
It's like a shower without walls.
Oh, correct. Wow. Like you stand behind that little white line, and that's then you pee, crazy. But there's water pouring down the entire time. It's kind of disgustingly tacky, but very memorable. Like, you will never forget.
Do we all have bathrooms that we need to show right now? Look up Sexy Fish Bathroom.
Nice. Here we go.
Sexy Fish Bathroom. Oh, wait. Oh, Sexy Fish is a restaurant, right? Yo. In Miami?
Oh, whoa. My God.
Oh, my God.
That's cool. Okay.
The men's bathroom is blue and the women's is pink.
These are the bathrooms I want to see.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Type in world's coolest bathrooms. World's coolest public bathrooms. Top 10.
Have you ever used a trough?
No.
Never like, heard of
what,
it.
Like the ice? Where like an old school
It's kinda, like the metal thing. It's just one.
Yeah, they have it a lot of bars. Yeah. Like, right. Guys, what was that bathroom? It was like a restaurant in Hollywood where you'd look in the mirror and then face will pop up. Remember that?
That kind of sounds familiar.
No, I swear.
It was like an Asian restaurant, and you would just like, you're washing your hands and then a face will appear. That would scare the shit out of me. I don't know why they would have that in there. It's just like a scary thing to put in the bathroom.
Have you been to the one at Sketch? This one. I peed here.
Wait, that's a flex, Matt. That's cool.
I have peed one of those
Charlie,
pods.
You should DJ there. That's
absolutely
cool.
I would DJ there.
In a urine, people are just coming to piss.
Wait,
toilet pods.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah.
Oh, those are big. Yeah.
That seems like something you dreamt about. Like, I had the weirdest dream.
It's hard to in a pot. It's hard to tell when they're occupied, though. You're like, is anybody
dum, dum, dum. If you guys are crazy about bathrooms, have you ever when's the last time you drove to Vegas?
I thought she was about to ask when was the last time you used it.
When's the last time you drove to Vegas?
Not that long ago.
We did like the crazy pit stop from Vegas, and they had like the largest Chevron. They had
like the big gas station that had like 120.
Yeah, we did a bunch of pit
crazy.
Stops.
But is there a bathroom we're missing?
Yes. So I don't remember the name of the place, but you know when you're driving like almost to Vegas and to the right, there's like this pit stop and it's some crazy name and it's a random gas station, but the urinals in this gas station, it's a game. So you're pissing.
You can't piss yet.
And you have to hit targets while
Shut
you're pissing.
Shut up.
I'm not even kidding.
Type Vegas, in, Vegas, I don't know. Vegas.
It's Vegas gas station game urinal. It'll come up.
I love the first thing that Devin types in Google.
Go up, go up, go up, go up. Right there, second picture.
Yep, it's that one.
What?
This is like the Top Golf of urinals.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Eddie World. It's Eddie World.
Oh, Eddie World. Wait. We went Eddie there World, with the giant ice cream.
Eddie World urinals. Go pee.
Eddie World.
Yep.
That's it has the urinals. Giant Eddie ice World cream out front. Oh, we didn't freaking go in.
I should have peed.
Wait, what's the urinals look like? I don't, like, what's the...
It's literally a that's screen, it. And you play games. The screen is the below screen it. Top.
Oh, we did stop. That's where we saw Susie and Joe. Yeah. We ran into them.
What were you doing in the boys' bathroom?
Why do you want to know? No. One of my friends just went in and he came out and his face, he was like, his whole life was changed. He was like... Was your bathroom like that? And I was like, what are you talking about?
For the girls that's sitting down, you have to maneuver.
There's one of those funnels at all of them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the mouse one I'm talking about.
Wait, I like that.
That was cool.
That's nice. I'm getting ideas.
Those are very close.
I just got a new house. I'm like shopping right now.
You remember the place we stayed at where the whole
bathroom?
Oh my God.
Wait, look at the bottom right with the handlebars.
Bubba, you remember the place we stayed at where the bathroom was upside down?
Yes, that was
it. Had a toilet on the roof.
That was in Big Bear, right?
Somewhere.
Close to Big Bear. The Badoo, what's it called?
Badoo. That's a dating app.
Badoo.
It was upside down. It was on the ceiling.
And that's what the shower was.
So that bathroom is like... For going pee when you're hard.
Yeah, right? Just straight up.
I really like that segment of this whole thing.
We have a lot of segments. Like
that was my favorite.
Little things excite us.
What else we got?
We like to ask girl guesses. This is a fun question.
Girl guesses.
But have you ever been on like a nightmare branded trip? Influencer trip? No, has never happened?
Yeah, it definitely has. I wouldn't say, okay, like nightmare trips, not so much, but... Just like shit going on where you're like, wow, like that's crazy. Like not any, I've never been put in bad situations, but specifically, I'm not going to say the brand, but a specific brand on every single trip, like a huge brand, like very well known, just would have individuals like that worked for the company bring drugs on these trips. And so like very successful models, like... like Victoria's Secret models, like I'm literally watching them,
really
like,
narrowing it down here.
There's a lot of different brand trips I've been on, and on this specific one people were just so out of their minds, and it's like we're going to foreign countries, like I'm like aware of shit and everyone's just so out of it, like literally watching girls like step on broken glass and like just so like some of these trips are just like not, I don't know. Like they get paid so much money to go out there and like make content. I'm like off to the side, like filming.
They're not even making content. They're just fucking hammered.
And they're just fucked up the whole time, which is so fun. Man. I'm like, that's, you know, great for you too. I'm like, great. That's not what I came here to do. I'm like, I'll go do that with my friends, right? On like a vacation.
Yeah.
But when you're in like a work trip and like there's like people around and you're just like, fuck it, whatever. I don't know. It was just
and the people working the trip brought the drugs for all the people.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it was like, okay, surprising. We want the girls to have a good time. Like, there's been a lot of situations that I've been like that in. Like, I haven't talked about it too much, but the nightmare stuff is like always just drugs, alcohol, or like weird dudes.
Yeah.
You know? But that's like a nightmare on like a daily basis. Yeah.
Oh, that's a Tuesday night.
Just going to a bar down the street.
You can go anywhere for that. But it was just crazy to me. It was still happening on the trips. So I was like, okay, like you handpicked all these girls and are like paying a shit ton of money for like these beautiful locations and like people are still just doing the same shit. I was like, yo.
It's all the shit you don't see behind the pictures, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But scary. Hey, I did wake up on the beach in Tulum by myself once.
That's scary.
Was it a brand trip? Yeah, it was. It was. I just got really drunk, woke up by myself.
And they left
I was
you like, alone?
No, I don't know how I got by myself. That's why I was like, what the fuck? Like, why am I by myself right now? Like, anything could have happened.
It's like the prettiest place to wake up, though.
No, it really is. Luckily, I wasn't super far from where I was staying. It was like down the
right
beach
there.
To the right. But when I woke up, I had no idea where I was. I was like...
But there's a lot of creeps that like to walk on the beach.
Dude, it's Tulum, like Mexico. Yeah. Like,
oh, my.
I'm like... Not, but I didn't know that the tequila there is like pure agave. Like it's way different than the tequila here. It's stronger there. So I was drinking it out the bottle. Like it
careful.
Was,
oh, we should go to book a flight.
Yeah, we should go to Mexico. That'd be fun.
And apparently there people were commenting when we just went that they have a different tequila, like you're saying, but it's not clean. There's something like that, like it
probably
fucks
not.
You up.
Yeah.
And
it's like unfiltered.
Yeah, like
he got like a
messes
like a raging
it messes
headache.
A lot of people
go
up.
To the hospital.
Really? Wait, yeah. You went to the hospital?
It's a long story.
So, we tell the whole story.
No, don't say the whole story because people have heard
it. Yeah, it was bad. It was not a fun trip.
Dang. Yeah, no, foreign. When I started traveling and I was like, it's the same, right? Like the alcohol, the drug, no.
Even the water is different. Everything is different. You have to take everything into consideration.
No, for real. But yeah, no nightmare, no like crazy nightmare brand trips. I feel like all the brand trips are kind of up to the individuals. Like,
that's true.
Some people fuck around. Some people are there to work. It's kind of random. Like mm-hmm. some I go on, I'm like, when I want a brand trip, care.
I'm on my best behavior, no alcohol.
You fucking liar. Oh,
I really behave myself.
Mm-hmm. It was just funny. Like,
we don't even go on brand trips.
Yeah, we haven't gotten a brand deal in like 3 years.
Like, tell me about your brand trip. Like, what? Tell me about these brand trips.
I can't name one. I think the only one we've ever had was Happy Hour with Coachella. Hour.
Yeah.
I think that was like
that's a brand trip, kind of.
That was our first brand trip.
That is
Zane asking that was just fishing. Hoping a brand is watching. You ever have any brand trips?
I really want to experience something like that.
Starts listing. Hey guys, all the brands.
No, Zane, every brand trip we ever went on, we got fucking destroyed.
Yeah. And you know what? I just love makeup so much. Ugh, like makeup I wear every day.
Wait, what are you talking what about? What is
he? He's baiting the makeup brands.
I just love, Tarte and
Tarte.
Not Tarte.
Yeah.
It's French. I didn't know it was French.
Tarte. Shrimp Tarte.
I'll come as like a janitor or something.
That's enough.
Just fly me out there. Come on.
Put him to work.
I'll go somewhere.
Get a job.
Fuck it.
Brand trips used to, I feel like they've changed a lot. Like they've kind of, used to not be as popular. Like it was just kind of like random people going together on trips. You know, like, do you remember like when travel videos were like a fucking
thing? Yeah, I feel like it was more popular back then than now. Yeah. I feel like I don't see them a lot now.
I feel like they do them now more than ever, but they're not like popular like how they were back then, like how you're saying. Because it's too organized and too like, people know, they're like, that's a fucking brand trip.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
It's
not organic.
It's like an eye roll.
It was like a bunch of friends going together, having a good time. And then as soon as like all these companies bring all these girls that hate each other in the same fucking room and trip.
It's not organic.
It's not organic.
Right. That's funny.
Like 25 influencer girls, okay, in like Mexico for a week and see what fucking happens. You don't want
to
be there.
I would love to be a fly on
I would be in the corner the whole time.
Yeah. It's not going to be a good representation for the brand. I'll tell you that much.
This is not an accurate representation.
Like every bitch is like taking pictures by herself in like the one available corner that has like no.
Oh no!
Come on.
Mm-mm. I'm like, guys, can we like take a group picture, like group TikTok?
There's a better way. There's a better way brands can do it. Or you just
let people pick who they want to bring.
Yeah.
Like when they're like, make it a smaller group. Just you and only you by yourself. I'm like, obviously, I'm not gonna fucking go. Like, what are you trying to do? No one wants to go anywhere by themselves. But I did that for a long time, actually. Like. 2.5 years. I like traveled by myself.
Oh yeah, so you'd be used to.
Are you gonna start throwing Smoke Roses branded trips for people?
Beauty and Pain, yeah.
Yeah,
there you go. I'm gonna do it right because I love brand trips. Used to love brand trips. I went on like some of the best ones. Like I feel like early influencer stuff was like brands and people didn't really have a negative reputation or connotation, so they like we're just trusting. It's like you want to stay at this hotel. For free, for 3 nights, for one post, sure. Like, there was no, like, it was just like, sure, we'll take whatever you have to offer. So
yeah.
I just got to stay, like, the coolest places and do, like, the coolest shit. And I would love to bring those back. Because now it's, like, super organized and just get friends together. Like, I remember seeing, like, Hannah Stocking and Lele Pons and, like, all these people, like, in Hawaii together. Like,
yeah.
Just hanging out. But it was a brand trip. And
you would never know. There's some of those, like, people that go on these shows, you never know. It's, like.
They do it good.
They do it really good.
That's the goal. It's just supposed to be like, you know, like a organic brand deal, but they're just so intense about it now. I don't know. Whenever I throw a brand trip, I'll let you guys know.
We want to see them 5 hashtags.
11 stories a day.
If anyone still asks you hashtags, what are you doing?
There has to be something we don't know. There's got to be something.
Guys, comment below if you're clicking the hashtags.
No one's clicking the hashtags. But I think that hashtags are the only way brands can see
analytics. Yeah.
But still, but you still have to click the hashtag.
We will send it to you.
If a brand asks you guys to do hashtags, do you do it?
Red flag.
No, that's actually the
if a brand asks us to do anything, we'll do it.
For the bag, no.
We'll take what we can
get.
We'll
do it for free.
You'd be surprised.
I don't even remember what it feels like.
That's great, though, because you're just doing your own shit.
It's fun. It's nice.
But doesn't it help them keep track of all the posts of the campaign, though?
right? It does, but
like, just fucking look just up save everyone's
it. Page. Yeah, yeah.
Just save it on they your don't get desktop. It.
Have somebody copy manually
and
search.
Paste the link to you. Like, that's so much easier.
Yeah, so bad.
Because honestly, like me, when I scroll through my phone, when I see a post and I see hashtags, I scroll. I don't even like engage with it. You just don't feel like engaging because you see 18 hashtags. It's just unattractive.
And they're like seven back to back.
Plus, have you guys traveled a lot?
We actually
yes,
don't.
Yes
at
and
all.
No.
We should. I wish
Egypt,
we could
more. Dubai, Amsterdam.
That's pretty solid. Some people have just never even like been on an airplane. Like a lot of people. Like yeah. I'm like, damn. Like people like are just so uncomfortable to get out of their comfort zone. Like The thought of like flying and staying in a hotel, it's like, oh, it's not my bed. It's not like so many people haven't even been out of the country. So that's I true. Consider right. even that like. Like, you've been to Amsterdam, but
most times great. I feel like hotel beds are nicer than my bed.
Yeah. I don't want to
oh, no,
leave
I'm
a
always
hotel.
Checking the pillows. I'm like, this is a nice do brand. You? I want to go back and buy these.
Do you do bed bug checks?
Oh, what? Never.
Not really. Never. I've never stayed in a place where I
not where I'm staying at, baby.
How do you do that?
They're like, they hide in the seams.
Just add to my list of anxieties.
Are you actually like
I only checked at that one place we stayed at that looked like a jungle cave. And we brought black lights to check it out too, because it looked like somewhere
like the
that
porno has been filmed.
It was disgusting.
It was the only place available. It was actually right after that upside down bathroom, remember? Yeah. Same
where
week.
Was this at?
It's that in was, Idol. What the frig is it called?
Idlewild was that one.
Idlewild.
That one was
Pioneer
over Pioneer Town.
Oh, yeah. I would check my bed too if I was
called Pioneer Town.
Them bugs been there for a minute.
Come on, it's fun. Live a little. Fucking yeah, we travel.
Yeah, I just.
I'm into Pioneer Town.
It just hit me the places you like to stay, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I'll never check.
It feels like a musket under the bed.
You know what I told Heath this morning? We have a couple small motels down the block, and I was like, let's walk so far that we get tired that we check into the nearest hotel.
Hell no.
And then we wake up and come back. Come on, it's fun.
Did we tell you about the time we stayed at that motel down the street? Fucking hairs.
You gotta live a little.
All over the bay. Yeah.
And that's why my immune system is top notch.
Yeah, exactly.
That one place I stayed in had crusted Fruit Loops dried into the comforter. I'm not making this shit up.
That's not that bad.
It was Zane, it was an entire bowl of Fruit Loops that spilled. The cleaning person literally went like this on the sheet, bundled it up, threw it in the washing machine, and it just sat and cooked into it. So then when they laid it back out, it was dude, it was
smelled like a continental breakfast.
Oh, I love a good continental.
He's like, wow, this rib smells really nice.
It does. Fruit Loops is great.
A fruity aroma.
And the tie-dye print.
Oh, a design.
Disgusting.
Oh, no, that's not bad.
That's literally how the commercials were, like the fucking smell going into someone's nose. Yeah. Like carrying you. Uh-huh. You're like, oh, it's fucking in my bed.
Okay.
Yeah, we've stayed at some nasty shit.
Yeah, I've stayed at a lot of hotels in my lifetime for show. And I've had some weird, I've stayed in, you know, everything from like a fucking, what is it? What's like the shittiest? Is it
like a Motel 8?
Motel 8.
Yeah, love those. I stayed in a Motel 8 in Atlanta. That was an experience.
Poor Motel 8.
No. You know what's been my new fear lately? Fucking those like just hidden cameras in the rooms.
Yeah.
I always think about that now. Because all the TikToks I've seen of people finding that shit in their room, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? Cameras are in this room. Just like
yeah, people have like the hidden cameras inside like USB chargers. And they leave them plugged into the...
Add that we do have a lot of cameras in here, just to make you aware.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me consent.
Right we didn't tell.
Right here. You could buy this at Walmart. Walmart?
You could buy that at Walmart? No. Yo, that should be illegal.
Get out of here.
What the fuck?
That's like a nanny cam.
I don't care what it is, though. You should be able to see the nanny cam.
Wait, hold on. So where's the line draw? Like, is it okay if they want to use it for their nannies or...
No. Why is it why is it at hip level?
It literally
in the
says,
bathroom.
Why is it smart at ass level?
Should nanny? I think nannies should know if they're being filmed or not.
They're supposed to tell you. Yeah. I've been told.
Yeah, I think the illegal part is if you don't tell someone.
Right.
I guess you can have any type of camera you want.
That's gonna be my party thing. I'm gonna bring those. I'm gonna just start putting it on.
They gotta stop putting it in the teddy bear eye. That is like the most cliche spot.
Look at that bear.
It's blinking red. Yeah. Outside.
A fucking Terminator.
Did you ever do you babysit? Did you ever babysit?
Do you ever sit babies? No. I'm the oldest of seven kids. So
babysit all the time.
Literally was a mom. Like been there, done that. Whenever I do have kids, I'm ready.
Do you want to have a lot and keep the tradition?
No. I mean, I love all my siblings so much, but I think I'm gonna have like one or two.
Yeah, not keep for it a simple. While.
How old's the youngest?
Four.
Oh. Wow.
Cool.
4, 5, 7, 8.
9, 10, 11, 12, 11.
14, 21.
That's incredible. I want to see all of them. Do you have a picture of all of them together?
No
pictures of any of them.
I don't know, man.
You don't got like a family album?
It's my all my ex-boyfriends.
Family.
All my ex-boyfriends. Let's just
oh my God. Who is Charlie Jordan? Who do they think Charlie Jordan is? Let's look that shit up.
Who is? It's always the age is like the most popular. Have you guys ever done that? Like you just type in. Yeah, and like
I look
see
up famous
birthdays.
Oh, I look up everybody's birthdays.
Yeah, I'm always like,
wait,
how
go
old
to
is
the
this
top.
Person?
Go to the top.
I've done Mariah Amato birthday.
It
before
literally says that I'm an erotic photography model.
Whoa,
that's a photography what? Model.
But then look, you just look up Charlie Jordan, and it tells you I'm a DJ. That's crazy.
Wow. It is crazy. That's a
Wow.
It still says it. Damn, they changed it.
Come on, Google.
What the fuck? Who changed that? Google? I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Why did you do that?
Wait, erotic.
Photography excuse model. You. That's just a weird
thing. That's erotic. Word.
That doesn't even sound right. That has to be an off. Like, that cannot be Google.
When's your birthday? What does that say?
March 9th.
Oh, shit. You're number 753 in popular.
He said, figure it out.
Huh.
It changed my picture. There's just that's not even my hair color. It's fine.
Zane,
943.
That neck out here, boy.
It looks like you're buried in the sand.
Stop, guys, stop. Look, I'm the first one named Zane.
Zane, and you're 943, so don't talk shit to me.
Exactly. you're in the top 1,000.
Oh, my. What are these pictures? That's how you know they're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, what's yours? Come
I'm
on.
1,300. Who gives a shit?
You're an Instagram star. That's
is that
exciting.
What mine said?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, look at me. Number two, number three, number eight.
Mariah wrote that shit. She sent that to fucking
first
Finn's
name
birthday.
Mariah, number two.
Professional dancer and acrobatics instructor.
Dancer,
get fucked.
Dancer born in New York, number two.
Hey, ladies.
Last name King, number seven.
Wait. Oh, never mind.
Zachary. Yep. Yep. It said exactly that on that on the family life.
Oh, wow.
Charlie's Amazing wow. number one?
Do you have any celeb crushes?
Oh, yeah. Who's your
I'm not even
crush?
Kidding, though. Before we move on, I'm literally just screenshot of that and sent it to my manager. I'm like,
fix this.
Who the fuck
fix
changed this?
No, fix it.
It's literally said musician for the past year. Like,
oh,
who
and
the
it
fuck changed
now?
That? Like, literally, I, because I really wanted it to be changed to like music stuff. So I like pushed for that forever.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
even
go to Google.
When you just searched my name, it said YouTuber. And then it says erotic photography model. Like, that doesn't even, that's not even a fucking title. Like, who the fuck put that
there? Yeah, right?
Like, I could say photography model. It would just be model. Like, photography model.
Let's get
model?
Judge Judy on this case.
Model. I'm upset.
And why erotic?
Right.
I don't know,
man.
That's like.
Is there something you're not telling us?
Erotic just sounds like old school porn.
I mean,
like
it is.
No,
the
you're
definition
thinking
of,
exotic.
Wait,
no,
the definition
erotic.
Of erotic,
oh, erotic.
Is sexual,
like sexual
content, right?
Oh, really?
But it just seems like a word that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Erotic relating to or tending to arouse sexual desire.
Oh, come on.
Hey, she's not erotic.
Thank you.
She's a DJ.
Does mine say erotic? Erotic.
Maybe
I'm an erotic DJ.
Exactly. Maybe they're saying your
music. The least they can do, erotic.
Maybe
DJ.
they're saying that your music gives erotic pleasure to people.
You know,
it says
if that's what
photography
they're saying,
model.
Then we can leave it. No. Okay. Anyways,
eroticism. Jeez.
Where'd he go?
Eroticism.
He just got
sometimes
up
he just
left.
Doesn't say anything.
Eroticism.
Hey, bad baby.
Yeah.
Oh, heard bad baby. She just posted this on her Instagram page. She's made $50 million on her OnlyFans in the past like 6 months.
That's gross.
That's insane. That's
literally a child, and I hope everyone who has
that is absurd.
She posted on her Instagram, and the caption was, "Cry about it, bitch."
That's like I can't comprehend that
that's
much money.
Bananas.
Well, like
I want to see bank statements. Though.
Show me deposits.
Like, that's crazy.
You know 25 mil is going to taxes.
Okay, but look, that's what I'm saying. So I tell everyone this, like that screenshot.
Wait, that's from April 1st to the 25th?
Yes.
I thought it was her entire
time. No, April 1st to the 25th, I think.
Oh, it's a year, a year.
How old is she?
Okay, she made that in a year.
She's 18, 19
Jesus.
Wow.
But those screenshots, a lot of people post those screenshots and what people aren't taking into account is that OnlyFans, the platform, takes 20% automatically. So 20% of that is gone. And then whoever is her management is also taking 20%. So 40% of that is gone.
Taxes or, takes
and
another.
And then taxes is like fucking crazy.
Wait, so they show that and then they take 20% on top of it? Damn. You see, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see the full amount. I want you to take the percentage out and then send it.
I just want to see some commas though. I'm looking at the number and I was like, oh, big number.
I had to work backwards.
Like, I was like, I have no idea what that number was.
Because most people just don't get to the comma, so they don't need to put it in.
Did you send it in the group chat today and nobody was answering because nobody could read the damn numbers? And then finally someone was like, what am I looking?
And then Corona goes rookie numbers.
She crushes it, yeah.
I ask her for money every day.
She's sick.
Every day
I'm just
like, hey, Corona, keep.
Please give me money.
Please pay. Please take. Just take me on a brand trip.
Oh my god.
That's still so much money.
That's absurd.
That's before taxes.
And maybe I'll be in her will.
Wait, I think Corinna should do a branded trip for her OnlyFans page. We all go on a branded trip to promote Corinna. I think that'd be incredible.
We're going to start doing ad reads for her.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we want to.
You think our audience is a good target audience for Corinna's OnlyFans?
I don't know. We'll see. Elon Musk bought Twitter. Yeah. Elon Musk bought Twitter.
It's official?
Official today. Official today. That's insane. $40 billion.
Do you think it'll be like in history books that like Twitter affected so many? Like, I feel like a big part of the reason Donald Trump got so much attention for that election was just because of Twitter and like how much it affects everything.
100%.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I cannot wait to see what he does with the platform because, it's his now and he can do whatever
Twitter
he wants.
In years.
I haven't either, but yeah, I'm going to be going on every day just to see what he does.
Wait, none of you guys use Twitter?
No.
That makes
not
me feel
really.
Better.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like on that shit. And I'm like, why?
Yeah. I can't stand it. There's a lot of negativity on there.
It's just not fun anymore. It used to be funny. Yeah, it used to be really funny. Now it's too like either political or.
Yeah. I'm just not interested. It's not a good time.
Yeah.
It's just not a good time.
The only time I go on Twitter is if I like think there's an earthquake and I'm like,
I do that too.
Los Angeles earthquake. And then it'll
as soon as it happens, I'll wait 10 seconds. Someone's going to tweet it. And then
or it's like when Instagram is down, everyone's on Twitter. Like, is Instagram down? Is it not working for you?
That is sick.
Twitter is
my phone broken? Should I restart it? No.
Yeah. Because they're quick. Twitter's quick.
It is. Wow. That's so funny. It's like reliable news source for like immediate news. Yeah. Like something that just happened and I need to know right
accident
now.
On the 101.
Yeah, I don't know about, that one.
Maybe they became less mainstream because like, I feel like I see straight porn on Twitter.
Oh yeah, I see a lot of that.
Erotic photography.
Get it right.
Sorry.
Yeah, Twitter is so interesting.
It's just everyone complaining.
I don't get why he bought it though. Like I don't.
I think he uses it all the time, and he likes using Twitter, and he can buy it, and he thinks that.
Have
it
you seen
holds,
his engagement?
Like, important power.
He owns Twitter at this point. It's fucking. He gets motherfucker.
He
gets
a lot.
2.53 million likes a tweet.
That makes sense.
His most responsive. So he's like, I love this platform.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm gonna buy it.
And everybody knowing that he owns it now, he's just like the king of the platform. Like everyone just wants it.
That's like such a power move. Like, what if I was just like, yeah, I really like Instagram, so like I'm gonna buy it.
It's so funny.
Like
seeing
my nearest
people,
deli. I'm like, I love this deli. I'm gonna buy it.
It's so funny seeing people so angry about it. It's just the funniest thing to me.
Yeah, I don't get why people care. Like,
it does not affect you. Please.
You're still going to be able to tweet, baby.
It's literally okay. Let him do it. It's fine.
So angry
people
about
get so
it.
Worked
I think,
up.
I think he's just putting his money into there because the stock
his money
market.
I don't know. It's like entertainment for me. I just like seeing him be where he's at and just seeing what he does. It's fun.
Do you know who the first person was to hit 1 million followers?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Who?
Ashton Kutcher.
No, fucking
really.
Wow. Yeah.
It was a big competition between him and I think CNN. Yeah, Karen Spencer was actually like working like with him when it was a big competition to see if he was going to beat CNN.
Oh, so there was a competition, so it didn't happen authentically.
No, it did. Well, like I don't know. It was just a big. A lot of the world was like, paying attention to be like the most like followed person on like the fastest. I don't know stream of news and stuff.
That's exciting.
That was Ashton
Kutcher. Have you seen what he's doing?
Organization which anti the exploitation of children on the internet and around the world, right?
Yeah, him and Mila Kunis. It's like anti sex trafficking operations. Like there's a bunch of them. There's like Operation Underground Railroad and all these different organizations, and they basically just like their full time job. Like he literally goes out on missions. Like there's ex Navy SEALs that volunteer to go bust sex trafficking rings.
Wow.
And they talk about how, like, even right now, more than ever in history, like, child pornography is being traded right now more than it ever has. Because the internet, the dark web, everything is just, like, untrackable, anonymous. Yeah. Like, people will upload not to go dark, but videos of just like horrendous things, and these people are watching it. Like, how do we get this child? Can't find this child. And like, you're just watching it every day for months. And these rings, basically their whole job and what they do is to try to those kids and help women who have been impacted. So it's just, it's crazy, but they're doing amazing shit. Like, they dedicated their whole lives to it. And he's donated, like, I swear, like most of his money that he made from acting into this, which is really cool.
That's cool.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. I'm like, yes. Like, someone who is successful and like did something really fucking sick with it.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
Another reason I love him, huh, Zane?
That's sick that he does that though, because I always think about the people who do, like, they bust people on Facebook that are messaging people and then they go meet up.
Yeah.
I love to watch those videos. It's so satisfying. Like, get those motherfuckers.
What is like, it's like Datelines.
Chris Hansen, Dateline NBC.
Yeah, so it's like
that. To Catch a Predator.
Right. It's like that, but they're not like official yet.
Mm-hmm. That's a risky fucking job though to do. You can't be like an amateur person.
But they've been catching like politicians like and a bunch of big people, and they can't physically do anything or arrest them because they're not like in the position to do that, but they just film the entire thing.
Expose them.
Especially people like that. You have to push that shit out.
Crazy.
Ooh.
Let the internet do their thing because they're really good at it.
There should be someone in LA who starts doing that to people who are influencers. That would be really funny.
Uh-huh.
You know what? We should start
really
something.
Really funny. Amazing. We're just busting. It's like, gotcha.
Wait.
Put him
up. Imagine unfiltered. You just bring people on.
We invite them here and it's already the set. Like, welcome. So what are we doing here? Have a seat.
Zane and Heath. Undercover.
Yes.
There you go.
That'd funny.
So good.
Right, you're onto something.
I'm
but it's like paper trails from like obscure dating apps like Hinge and like.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, this could be good.
Do you want to invest?
Yes. I'll invest. I'll
before it exists.
You can do it.
Why are you looking at Barack Obama?
Devin, you are looking at the most interesting things on that fucking computer.
He's the most followed person.
What? 130.
Is he really?
Obama?
Well, that makes sense. I mean, Twitter was at its peak when he was president. So.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
But then when they share the POTUS account, does the handle just switch over and then he still keeps the followers, or do they switch the account? Because when you're the president, you have POTUS. POTUS.
What the fuck is that?
POTUS, President of the United States. That's the handle.
That's like a nice thing to do. I don't see Twitter doing that.
Really?
Yeah. POTUS.
Yeah.
POTUS. Oh, so they reset the account.
Oh, it goes back to zero. Wait,
that's fair.
It really?
That's cool, actually, to see if people actually fuck with that president.
Right. Wait,
there's no way it goes back to zero. That's crazy.
That makes sense, though.
That's insane.
Oh,
that it's able to grow that fast.
It just said after Biden transition.
But do the followers still go over to their personal one?
If they fuck with them.
Yeah, they might convert your account into that afterwards.
You have to regain if they're it all. Clouded. Joe Biden's can y'all follow me on my second account?
Account got hacked at 21 million. Follow my new account.
Twitter won't give me my followers. Can y'all follow me back?
A friend of mine works for Justin Bieber to this day because in high school, when Twitter first started popping off, she started the very first fan account for Justin Bieber and it blew up. And that's before it was popular to have like fan pages with like thousands of followers, and it blew up and Scooter Braun reached out to her and said, and she was still like a junior in high school. So she moved, she had dropped out and moved, and she still works with him to this day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Smart move.
What a good story.
Smart, yeah.
What did they have her do? Like,
she's still behind social media. So she'll reach out to influencers now if she has like, it's insane.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's like literally getting your dream job.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I keep getting distracted by this TV.
Yeah.
I know. We all.
I know. No, my head the whole time is just this.
Well, Charlie, you're pretty exceptional. You've achieved a lot of really amazing things for someone so young your age. And you smoke weed during it. I can't.
Yeah. Do it all when you're high. I love that shit.
Yeah, I definitely love working. That's for sure. I think we all have that in common. Mm-hmm. But I love what I do. That's why LA can be super distracting. I feel like finding a good crowd out here and the right people was like a huge part of what I do. And like, there's so many people, my team and like everyone in the back end, that helps so much. Like, I've found the best people and I'm so thankful for everyone that has helped me. Cause I'm fucking 23 and like just bought my first house. Like, that's so crazy to me. Thank you.
You're killing it.
Appreciate it. But I really am serious. You guys have to come out. You said you've been to a show in Vegas already?
Yes. It was the after party thing.
Yeah. You got to come to like the club. It's so
fun.
Bar Lollapalooza. But I'm going to be playing. I'm literally booked out till December. All my dates are always on my Instagram, so, all right,
so
check it out.
Make sure we hop on a show.
We're booked out too, so we'll see.
Can we do a
please
little?
Check. You can have your manager reach out to my manager, and we'll like coordinate a date.
No, Yeah.
Do you think we're able to perform on stage for your set?
I will literally.
No, like,
synchronize?
I'll
like,
give you the mic.
No, Zane's don't. The person that will knock your shit over.
Whoa, come on! I've never knocked.
At Dylan
over.
Francis, you're standing on the table.
Yeah, the only thing I knocked over was my ass. Man.
Zane, you showed your ass at the show, and you got ripped off the stage.
Okay, that was a mistake, and that will never happen again.
He pulled his pants down.
And they're like, public nudity. You're done.
I'm not.
Why are you hitting
me? That was a secret. You're not supposed to share that.
Promise.
Everybody posted.
I did something illegal. That was, what was that?
That was indecent. That was an exposure. That was erotic photography.
Yeah. That was like erotic.
Erotic DJ performer.
It was performance art.
Erotic DJ performer. I love that.
Promise you'll do it at my show?
Oh, 100%. No, actually, that's really bad. I didn't realize how bad it was until after. I was like,
everybody watching? Oh, my God.
The hair.
Because they have this view down there.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Thank you again for coming on. That was great.
Thank you guys so much.
Of course. Well, guys, make sure to check out her her jewelry line. It's called Pain and Tang.
Pain and Tang.
Pain and Towel.
Beauty and Pain.
Beauty and Pain.
And Smoke Roses.
And Smoke Roses, her weed company. Oh, my God.
What were you going to say?
Pain and Tang.
Pain and Tang. This is why we will never do a live show. We can't do live. This is, it's embarrassing.
Pain and Tang.
Guys, go check out Pain and Tang. Smoke Roses.
Pain and
Tang. We'll see you guys next time on Unfiltered.
All right. We love you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.